WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the
ABC
Civic
News,
Media
I'm
app.
I'm Justin Finch. President Biden's son, Hunter, is expected to appear before a federal judge on two tax crime charges. He'll accept a plea agreement that will spare him prison time. Prosecutors recommending 2 years probation.
Hunter Biden's moment of truth in a federal courtroom where a judge will decide whether to accept the plea deal that the president's son has reached with prosecutors.
Hunter, how do you feel after taking the plea deal?
Last month, Hunter Biden agreed to plead guilty to two misdemeanor tax charges and accept what's known as a pretrial diversion program for a felony count of illegal possession of a firearm.
ABC senior national correspondent Terry Moran in Wilmington, Delaware. In a court filing on Tuesday, former Trump advisor and New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani conceded that he made false statements about Georgia election workers Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss, who are suing him for defamation. This is ABC News. Going to a drag show in Houston has cost two teachers their jobs.
Hamburger Mary's, a popular spot in downtown Houston, serves up burgers and drag shows. Christy Maris and another teacher at First Baptist Academy in Baytown decided to go.
It was too much fun. And it was good music.
Then came the call from the senior pastor, letting them know they'd been fired for violating the school's morality clause.
We were in disbelief. I mean, we still are.
After 19 years, Maris says she's done with teaching, but considers herself a devout Christian, living by a code.
To love everybody equally.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
One of the best swimmers in the world, Katie Ledecky, has now won her 15th individual gold medal at a World Championships meet. That ties her for the most all-time with Michael Phelps. She'll get a chance to own the record all by herself this weekend when she swims in the 800 meters. Justin Finch, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. The St. Croix County Sheriff's Office is raising money to honor Katie Lysing, the deputy killed during a traffic stop on May 6. In a Facebook post, the Sheriff's Office said it would use the money to create a local memorial and provide mental health support for area officers and their families, as well as to send family and officers to Washington, D.C. next year to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial. A link to donate is included in the Sheriff's Office post. The deadline to apply to be a judge in the Barron County Circuit Court has been extended. The Office of Governor Tony Evers said anyone interested in serving through July of next year needs to apply by August 11th. The person who is appointed will replace Judge J.M. Bitney, who is retiring in September. The application is on Governor Evers' website. And with temperatures expected to climb well into the 90s, cooling centers have been opened up across northwestern Wisconsin. These typically include libraries, community buildings, and other shelters. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Mick Jagger's 80th birthday today on the Stu Daniels Show. Thanks for tuning in. We've got 9:08 right now. And Hot Stuff, that's what we were discussing just before the break. Hot Stuff. The heat wave that's going on, the fact that the oceans are warming up, the climate is changing, and temperatures off the coast of Florida in the ocean now, over 100 degrees. That's like a hot tub. So, after discussing all that bad news about the climate, let's move to some lighter subjects like divorce and impeachment. There's a story here from, it's MSNBC. No, it's CNBC. It's the 10 United States places with the shortest average marriages. And by the way, if you have anything to add, if you'd like to call in and give us your opinion on anything we're discussing today, feel free. The phone number is 715-388-7155. Let me ask my producer, Aaron, if you have any guesses on the 10 places in the United States with the shortest average marriages. Any guesses? Who has the shortest marriages?
One of my thought is Vegas weddings, but my thought on that is also that people who get married in Vegas are probably not actually from Nevada. They're probably just flying in, getting married in Vegas during a trip and then leaving. So I'm going to throw out there California. I don't know why.
Okay.
Is that on the list?
On the list of shortest marriages, California is not on the list.
I also have a list of the states with the longest marriages, and California is not on that list either. Let me ask you this. Do you think there's a chance that Wisconsin is on either of those lists, either the shortest marriages or the longest marriages?
I think it's possible that it's on the longest marriage list. I could be very wrong, but that's my guess.
Well, if you said the longest, you are correct. Wisconsin is number 9 on the list of longest marriages. And what that means is that we're only one from the top. They have these ranked in order so that being number 9 on the list of longest marriages means you're in second place. So Wisconsin has a median duration of marriage at 22.5 years. The only state that has longer duration is West Virginia at 22.6. So you were correct in assuming that Wisconsin is on the list of the longest marriages. There's only one state that has longer marriages. Let me give you a little bit of this story from CNBC, and this was posted yesterday. So it says here the divorce rate has been slowly declining for the last 20 years, according to CNBC analysis of data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It says here for every 10 couples who got married in the year 2000, there were about 5 marriages that ended in divorce or annulment that year. In 2021, there were only 4 divorces for every 10 marriages in the U.S. That is a drop of about 20%. And not all states report annual data to the CDC. In 2021, California, Hawaii, Indiana, Minnesota, and New Mexico did not report divorces. And in the year 2000, California, Indiana, Louisiana, and Oklahoma did not report divorces. But of the states that did report marriage data, different parts of the country are seeing different trends, according to USA Facts, which analyzed U.S. Census Bureau data. That data suggests that marriages are shorter in Western states than in Midwestern or Eastern states. And states with the longest marriages tend to be in the Midwest or are more Northern. People in Utah get married the youngest, the median age being 25.8 years. And those in Washington, D.C. get married the latest, with the median age being 31.95, according to U.S. Census Bureau, which would be just under 32 years old. Washington, D.C. residents are also the least likely to be married. Only 44.66% of the population has tied the knot. New York comes in second for least amount of married people, with 61.29% of the population married. But that's quite a bit different than Washington, D.C., which had only 44.66%. The state where the biggest portion of the population is married is Idaho, with 72.6% of people being hitched. So here are the 10 places in the United States with the shortest marriages. And it's interesting that we mentioned Washington, D.C. has the oldest people, median age of their first marriage at 31.95, because Washington, D.C. also has the shortest marriages at 10.5 years. Coming in second in the 10 places in the United States with the shortest marriages, do you have a guess? Well, if you said Alaska, you're right. The median duration of marriage in Alaska is 16.8 years, and the median age of the first marriage is 28. So we got Washington, D.C., shortest marriage, Alaska second, and Texas comes in third. In Texas, the median duration of a marriage is 17.6 years, and the median age of a first marriage is 28.45. So rounding out the top 10 in the 10 places with the shortest marriages after Washington, D.C., and Alaska, and Texas. Next is Nevada, then Utah, then Colorado, Oklahoma, the state of Washington, then there's Idaho and Georgia. And by the time you get to Georgia, which is number 10, the median duration of a marriage is 18.8 years, with a median age of the first marriage at 29.2. So now we have the list of the 10 states with the longest marriages. As we mentioned a few minutes ago, Wisconsin comes in at number 9, which means marriages in Wisconsin are the second longest of all states. So which state has longer marriages? I think I already mentioned that it's West Virginia, has the median duration of marriage at 22.6 years. And that is the longest according to all this data. So after West Virginia and then Wisconsin, next is Vermont at 22.4 years. And by the way, did I mention that for Wisconsin, the median age of a first marriage is 29.55. And it seems that most of these states are within a year or two of 30 years old. So West Virginia has the longest marriages. Wisconsin is second, and then Vermont, and then Montana, followed by Michigan, and then Iowa, and then South Dakota, Pennsylvania, Maine, and New Hampshire is number 10 at 21.5 years for the average or median duration of a marriage. Okay, so not bad, Wisconsin, coming in at number 2 on the median duration of a marriage at 22.5 years. Congratulations, Wisconsin. 17 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. Going to take a break. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Oshkosh during the Experimental Aircraft Association EAA Air Venture. 10,000 airplanes fly in, typically 600,000 people visit, spending $170 million. Big numbers worth celebrating considering EAA started in a Milwaukee basement with a little more than 100 people 70 years ago. EAA runs through July 30th. Keep an eye to the sky if you're in the Oshkosh area. Daily air shows start at 2:30. I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast. Bright sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 89. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 67 tonight, mainly clear skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Chance for isolated storms, highs around 91. Cooler Friday and Saturday with highs from the upper 70s to the mid 80s. Chance for scattered storms Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 69.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
When I come home, baby, and I've been working all night long, put my daughter on my knee, and she said, "Daddy, what's wrong?" She whispered in my ear so sweet. You know what she said? She said, "Ooh,
Daddy, you're a fool to cry. You're a fool.
Town. And I go see her sometime. We make love so fine. I put my head on her shoulder. She said, "Tell me all your trouble." You know what she said? She said,
"Ooh, Daddy, you're a fool."
They say,
"Ooh,
celebrating the 80th birthday of Mick Jagger. Man, dude's doing pretty good these days, too. Seems like. Seems to be in pretty good health, more or less. Still out there and rocking the world. Happy birthday, Mick Jagger. And you're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show on this Wednesday morning. And a couple other topics I wanted to get to here today. Headline from the Rolling Stone says, "These people look pathetic." Pelosi slams McCarthy for seeking to expunge Trump impeachments. And this story here says, "Donald Trump has reportedly extracted a promise from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy that the House will vote to expunge the former president's impeachments. A deal, former Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, makes him look pathetic. McCarthy allegedly made the promise to Trump after enraging him by saying on national television in June that Trump might not be the strongest candidate for the Republican presidential nomination. And Pelosi says the deal makes clear exactly who is pulling the strings in the Republican Party. The president was impeached because we had no choice, Pelosi said on CNN's State of the Union. He had undermined our national security, jeopardized our well-being of our country. I was very careful about bringing any impeachment forward. But when the president made that phone call in terms of Ukraine, there was no choice. We had no choice. He must be impeached. Kevin is, you know, playing politics. It's not even clear if he constitutionally can expunge those things. If he wants to put his members on the spot, his members in difficult races on the spot, that's a decision he has to make. As I have said before, Donald Trump is the puppeteer. And what does he do all the time but shine the light on the strings? These people look pathetic." End quote from House Speaker, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. We'll get to a little bit more of this after the break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. President Biden's son, Hunter, is expected to appear before a federal judge on two tax crime charges. He'll accept a plea agreement that will spare him prison time. Prosecutors recommending 2 years probation.
Hunter Biden's moment of truth in a federal courtroom where a judge will decide whether to accept the plea deal that the president's son has reached with prosecutors.
Hunter, how do you feel after taking the plea deal?
Last month, Hunter Biden agreed to plead guilty to two misdemeanor tax charges and accept what's known as a pretrial diversion program for a felony count of illegal possession of a firearm.
ABC senior national correspondent Terry Moran in Wilmington, Delaware. In a court filing on Tuesday, former Trump advisor and New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani conceded that he made false statements about Georgia election workers Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss, who are suing him for defamation. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. The St. Croix County Sheriff's Office is raising money to honor Katie Lysing, the deputy killed during a traffic stop on May 6. In a Facebook post, the Sheriff's Office said it would use the money to create a local memorial and provide mental health support for area officers and their families, as well as to send family and officers to Washington, D.C. next year to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial. A link to donate is included in the Sheriff's Office post. The deadline to apply to be a judge on the Barron County Circuit Court has been extended. The Office of Governor Tony Evers said anyone interested in serving through July of next year needs to apply by August 11th. The person who is appointed will replace Judge J.M. Bitney, who is retiring in September. The application is on Governor Evers' website. And with temperatures expected to climb well into the 90s, cooling centers have been opened up across northwestern Wisconsin. These typically include libraries, community buildings, and other shelters. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jagger turning 80 years old today. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. 9:34 right now, and just before the break, we were talking about the impeachment and the fact that Kevin McCarthy evidently made a deal with Donald Trump after he upset him and mentioned on national television that Trump may not be the strongest Republican candidate. So Nancy Pelosi saying these people look pathetic. We were discussing this story in Rolling Stone just before the break. Nancy Pelosi slams Kevin McCarthy for seeking to expunge the Trump impeachments. And we were to the point where she said, Kevin, you know, is playing politics.
It's not even clear if he constitutionally can expunge those things, if he wants to put his members on the spot, his members in difficult races on the spot. That's a decision he has to make. As I've said before, Donald Trump is the puppeteer. And what does he do all the time but shine the light on the strings? These people look pathetic. So bringing the matter to a vote may burn McCarthy with the more moderate members of the party who are not eager to relitigate the impeachments, Politico reported, especially the impeachment related to January 6th. According to Politico, McCarthy's understanding of his conversation with Trump was that he only said he would discuss the possibility with members of his caucus. "I'm for Trump," a senior Republican representative told Politico. "The problem is, if you have an expungement and it goes to the floor and fails, which it probably will, then the media will treat it like it's a third impeachment, and it will show disunity among Republican ranks. It's a huge strategic risk." But it's not beyond Trump to take a strategic risk in service of a larger cause, his ego. Now it's just a matter of whether McCarthy will follow through with it and how the party will react if he does. That's, you know, kind of hard to believe that they would try to expunge those impeachments. Something like that obviously has never been done before. And we've never had a president with two impeachments before. And speaking of the impeachments and all of the crazy misinformation and lies surrounding the 2020 election, let me ask you if you remember the names of Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss. Okay. Do those names sound familiar? Well, they were two poll workers down in Georgia who Rudy Giuliani said were seen doing, how could we describe it? He accused them of election fraud. Okay, these are two people who were election poll workers. And we should mention that poll workers don't get a lot of money. Okay, in many areas, they're volunteers. But even if they're getting paid, it's not that much. They're doing it not for the money, but because of the sense of civic duty, right? This is a democratic republic, and we all want to contribute to make it a better country. So there's a headline from the New York Times, which says Giuliani concedes he made false statements about Georgia election workers. Rudy Giuliani said he still had legal defenses in a case brought by two election workers who said he had defamed them as he asserted that the 2020 election was marred by fraud. This story just posted a few minutes ago on the New York Times website. It says here, Rudy Giuliani has conceded that while acting as a lawyer for former President Donald Trump, he made false statements by asserting that two Georgia election workers had mishandled ballots while counting votes in Atlanta during the 2020 election. The concession by Giuliani came in court papers filed on Tuesday night, as part of a defamation lawsuit that the two workers, Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss, had brought against him in federal district court in Washington in December of 2021. The suit accused Giuliani and others of promoting a video that purported to show Ms. Freeman and Ms. Moss, who are mother and daughter, of manipulating ballots while working at the State Farm Arena for the Fulton County Board of Elections. In a two-page declaration, Mr. Giuliani acknowledged that he had in fact made the statements about Ms. Freeman and Ms. Moss that led to the filing of the suit, and that the remarks, quote, carry meaning that is defamatory per se. He also admitted that his statements were actionable and false, and that he no longer disputed the factual elements of liability the election workers had raised in their suit. But Mr. Giuliani, insisting that he still had legal defenses in the case, said that he continued to believe his accusations about Ms. Freeman and Ms. Moss were constitutionally protected under the First Amendment. He also refused to acknowledge that his statements had caused the women any damage, a key element required to collect a judgment in a defamation case. Now, I do believe that when we saw these two women testifying before the January 6th committee, that they said that they had received death threats and were even afraid to go to the grocery store anymore. The story from the New York Times goes on and says the declaration, which was filed as Giuliani was confronting potentially painful sanctions for having purportedly failed to live up to his discovery obligations in the case, appeared to be part of an effort to limit the amount of money he might have to spend on the case. In the declaration, he acknowledged making his admissions, quote, to avoid unnecessary expenses in litigating what he believes to be unnecessary disputes, end quote. Ted Goodman, who is a spokesman for Giuliani, said he had made the concessions to move the case more quickly to a point where a motion to dismiss could be filed. Michael Gottlieb, a lawyer for Ms. Freeman and Ms. Moss, said that Giuliani's declaration conceded that his clients had, quote, honorably performed their civic duties in the 2020 presidential election in full compliance with the law, and the allegations of election fraud he and former President Trump made against them have been false since day one. While certain issues, including damages, remain to be decided by the court, our clients are pleased with this major milestone in their fight for justice and look forward to presenting what remains of this case at trial. So this lawsuit filed by Ms. Freeman and Ms. Moss was among the first to be brought by individual election workers who found themselves dragged into the alternate universe of right-wing politicians and media figures who claimed that Trump had won the election. The two women had originally sued other defendants, including the One America News Network and some of its top officials, but ultimately settled the case against everyone except Giuliani. It was one of a series of defamation cases where plaintiffs sought to use the courts to seek accountability against public figures or media outlets that lied about the outcome of the 2020 election and its aftermath. In April, Fox News paid more than $787 million to settle claims by Dominion Voting Systems over the network's promotion of misinformation about the election. Ray Epps, an Arizona man who took part in the Capitol riot on January 6th of 2021, sued Fox this month, claiming that its former host, Tucker Carlson, had promoted a fantastical story that Mr. Epps was an undercover government agent who instigated the violence that day as a way to disparage Trump and his supporters. Last year, Ms. Freeman and Ms. Moss appeared as witnesses at a public hearing of the House Select Committee investigating January 6th and told the story of what happened after Giuliani amplified the false claims that they had pulled thousands of fraudulent ballots from a suitcase in their vote counting station and illegally fed them through voting machines. Although Fulton County and Georgia officials immediately debunked the accusations, Giuliani kept promoting them, ultimately comparing the women, both of whom are black, to drug dealers and calling during a hearing with Georgia state legislators for their homes to be searched. These women are poll workers who work for low wages, just trying to make voting easier, more efficient, and fair for their neighbors, people in their community. And Giuliani's calling for their homes to be searched because he made up a story about how they pulled ballots out of a suitcase and tried to feed them into the counting machine. This story from the New York Times goes on and says, Trump invoked Ms. Freeman's name 18 times during a phone call with Brad Raffensperger, the Georgia Secretary of State, on January 2nd of 2021. In the call, Trump asked Raffensperger to help him find 11,800 votes, enough to swing the results in Georgia away from the winner, Joe Biden. Quote, "I've lost my name and I've lost my reputation," Ms. Freeman testified to the House committee, adding, as her voice rose with emotion, "Do you know how it feels to have the president of the United States target you?" The defamation suit is only one of several legal problems Giuliani faces. 3 weeks ago, a legal ethics committee in Washington said he should be disbarred for his unparalleled attempts to help Trump overturn the 2020 election. A few weeks earlier, Giuliani sat for a voluntary interview with prosecutors working for the special counsel, Jack Smith, answering questions about, among other things, a plan to create fake slates of pro-Trump electors in key swing states that Biden had won, and he could face charges in an investigation led by the district attorney in Fulton County into efforts to reverse Trump's 2020 loss in Georgia. So it looks like the legal issues are piling up, not only for the former president, but also for his henchmen like Rudy Giuliani. 9:46 and a half right now. I'm going to take a quick break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Owning livestock can be a tricky business at times. The insurance team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services understands, which is why we work with ranchers every day to help mitigate risk. So whether you're looking for protection against price declines or loss of gross margin, Ag Country can help you. Livestock revenue protection is available for cattle, dairy, and swine. Learn more about your options by contacting your local Ag Country office.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done,
over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 89. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows dip down to about 67. Chance for isolated storms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 91, partly cloudy skies. Mid-80s Friday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms, upper 70s Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 70.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Celebrating that birthday today on the show, playing lots of Rolling Stones music. Mick Jagger, one of the wildest, coolest, most outrageous rock and roll stars. And that song there from 1978, going back to the Some Girls album, Miss You, featuring blues harmonica player Sugar Blue on the harp. And I just found a story here about Mick Jagger's 80th birthday. From Rolling Stone, and there's a little blurb above the headline. It says, Mick is sex, with an exclamation point. The headline says, Mick Jagger's 80 wildest, coolest, most outrageous moments. Happy 80th birthday to a man of wealth and taste. This is by Rob Sheffield, posted today. When asked to describe Mick Jagger, Keith Richards has famously replied, he's a nice bunch of guys. On his birthday,
Let's celebrate all of them. There have been so many Mick Jaggers over the years with their different highs and lows. Here's a salute to the 80 coolest Mick Jagger moments, a mere 80 of the countless moments when Mick reminded us all why he's the ultimate rock star. He's always been the most visible of rock stars, but also the most mysterious, the most slippery, the one you'll never figure out no matter how hard you try. This is Mick at his most seductive, Mick at his most decadent, Mick at his most comical, but it's all Mick defining the outer limits of rock and roll cool. Let it bleed, now and forever. So then what they do in this article from Rolling Stone is they list 80 different moments over the past 60-some years since Mick and the Stones first came on the scene. And, of course, I don't have time to go through them all. We've only got a couple minutes left in the program. But I'll give you a couple of them. Number 80 is probably the most important of them all because it's when Mick met Keith. Mick meets Keith on a train platform in Dartford. This is 1961. They were both 18 years old. Two 18-year-old English schoolboys, former childhood classmates, notice each other on the platform, all because Mick is carrying a couple of blues records. Of course, they were American blues records, I would have to presume. Keith's on his way to art college, Mick's off to the London School of Economics. But they start chatting when Keith sees the Muddy Waters and Chuck Berry albums under Mick's arm. The beginning of music's most bizarrely long-lived dysfunctional brotherhood. So that's how it all started back in 1961. And I'll give you a few more of these. Number 78 says, Mick out Python's Monty Python in the Ruddles documentary. And by the way, if you're a fan of music and rock and roll, you got to check out that documentary. It's not really a documentary. It's a mockumentary. Came out in 1978 about the Ruddles. Okay. Mick was asked about the Ruddles. Do you think they'll ever get back together? Jagger says, I hope not. Of course, it was just a fake band. They weren't a real band. This was a spoof on the whole Beatles thing some 8 years after they had already disbanded. But anyway, Jagger getting in the last word. Happy birthday to Mick Jagger, celebrating his 80th birthday today. Try to listen to some music by the Rolling Stones today if you can. That's what I'll be listening to all day. Yeah, I hope you have a great day. Thanks for tuning in today, and stay tuned to your local Civic Media radio station.
This is my home. This is where I belong. This is my home. This is where I belong.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Jim.